Cuneiform Tablet, Babylonian, circa 1700 BCE. James Logie Memorial Collection, accession number 96.68. Donated by Mrs. Broadhead, 1968. This is a square clay tablet which features an ancient form of writing on both sides, which is known as cuneiform. A cuneiform tablet is an early form of document. They were often used to list assets or record contracts. This tablet features a list of names of people who were granted different sized plots of land. The tablet is similar in size to a single Weet-Bix. The colour of the clay is a lightish grey at the top of the tablet, darkening to a colour more similar to terracotta towards the bottom. Its surface has a rough texture, with both the top and bottom having broken edges. The change in colour and the surface texture make the writing on the tablet difficult to read. The text on the reverse of the tablet has been partially obscured through the middle, similar to the way a crease is left in the middle of a page when folded. It is possible that this was a result of the tablet being wrapped up after it was inscribed, but before the clay had completely dried. The word cuneiform comes from two Latin words, cuneus meaning wedge, and forma meaning shape. Cuneiform script came into use between 4000 and 3000 BCE in ancient Mesopotamia. This form of writing was commonly used by the Sumerians and Babylonians. The writing is made up of a series of small wedge shapes. This shape is achieved by the use of a stylus or writing implement made from a cut reed. The reed had a triangular cross-section, which makes the characteristic wedge shape when pressed into wet clay. Cuneiform uses symbols instead of letters. Each symbol was the equivalent of a word representing an action or an object. Over time, cuneiform symbols went from representing actions or objects and came to represent syllables, which could then be combined to make up other words.